97.9.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And happy Saturday, everybody. Good morning, Duval. Hey, happy Saturday. We're here in the studio this morning. So happy to be here. Thank God for another Saturday morning and good health and everything. So we have in the studio this morning with us live. Everybody's in the house this morning.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Doc.
It's great to be back.
Hey, Doc. Welcome back. Missed you last week.
Yeah, but I called in.
I know. We heard you on the radio.
Oh.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Danford and Larry. And
how you
Lauren.
Doing? Hey, Lauren.
Well, well, I can't get a microphone.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, if you guys are tuning in on Facebook, you got to see a good show here. You're going to see it. We love to have fun here in the studio, and everybody is so good and ready to get rolling this morning. Dr. Danford brought in about 5 newspapers. Lauren, I walked in the door this morning, Lauren, and what's her name? Jomer was sitting there going, had both 3 computers going, so we must be going to have a great show. So, again, happy Saturday. Thank you for listening this morning to the Empowerment Hour. We're here to try and ease you into your Saturday morning. We know it's early and things, and we really appreciate you guys listening. And, if you like tuning in or calling in, call at 296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. If you have some questions or just want to say hello. Doc, what's going on? Do we have the body tracker? Oh, what was that?
The body tracker.
The body counts.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Good morning. I tell you, it's good to be here. It's another beautiful morning as I drove here.
Yeah, it is a nice morning.
And it made me, again, as always, think about the blessings that
Absolutely.
We continue to experience every day. And I want to, before I get into some of the things I want to talk about, I want to mention to the listening audience that I have a CD by a young man up at Florida A&M University. You know, my son is in the band at Florida A&M.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you know that.
He plays tuba. But Darian Bolden Jr., Bishop Bolden's son, has a CD out, and I have been listening to it, and the second song on it is Had Not Been, and he's talking about Had It Not Been for the Lord,
okay.
who is on his side,
that's
I talk about that's my song.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
so
okay.
I'm going to leave a CD here. We're going to play it for Darian Bolden Jr., and so with that said, I hate to start off, you know.
Don't start it off.
Don't
with
start
that.
Off.
Don't
with that.
Start off with that.
Well,
tell us something good.
Well, this week there has not been a homicide.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's get a big round of applause.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And of course, right after Irma, last week,
Irma was just last week.
Was it last week?
Sounds like. I mean, it feels like it's been like.
Feels like it's still around.
Yeah, right.
Especially with the other hurricanes.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about
We're going to talk about hurricanes, but there were five shootings the week before, and which brings our count to 95 homicides for this year in Jacksonville, Florida. And as I look at the pictures of the people who have been shot, stabbed, thrown out of the window, or a car, or whatever, they're mostly black young men.
Okay.
And so we continue to put this information out because this is more than law enforcement's responsibility. It's also the community.
Absolutely.
And we've got to figure out a way.
And personal responsibility as well.
Right. So when I come back, we want to talk certainly about FEMA and, you know, we have FEMA in town. They're still here trying to help people with that. I know Jama wants to talk about these troubled charters.
We want to talk about Jama. What's on your mind this morning? Thank you, Doc.
Yeah.
Well, there are three troubled Jacksonville charter schools that are coming up on having to undergo maybe a school improvement plan. And these schools are the first of dozens of charter schools that fall within that category of failing schools. And those three schools are Waverly Academy, Somerset Academy Middle, and Somerset Preparatory Academy. So they're going to have to get on a school improvement plan to bring those scores up. And I guess the district will determine what they do if they don't bring the scores up.
So it's not just the public schools that's facing challenges with educating kids. Hey, Lauren, hey, happy Saturday. How you doing?
Happy Saturday. Happy second day of fall.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh,
right.
That's why it's so nice outside.
Oh,
okay. I knew
not
it's
as humid.
It's football season now. Let's go. Okay. The Jaguars back in their normal rig. What's going on, Lauren?
Well, this month we have several awarenesses. We have Newborn Screening Awareness Month. We have National Childhood Obesity Month. And, of course, it is still Infant Mortality Month this month. So that would be something that we want to talk about.
Okay. You were telling me something earlier this morning about the things for the babies or something after the hurricane?
Yes, the Florida Infant Mental Health Society, they sent out some great resources for parents and teachers and also kids as we transition from Hurricane Irma. Of course, there's a lot of disruption to kids' schedule because schools were closed, daycares were closed. I went to some of my daycares this week to see some of my kids, and some of the teachers saying it's hard to get the kids to, you know, get on the routine for nap time and feeding time, and just being supportive of the daycare teachers, letting them know, you know, we've had a rough 2 weeks since the start of September.
Yes.
And, you know, let's give the kids time to get back into their routine and schedule and get back to daycare. And hopefully next week we'll see some improvement with the feeding time and the nap times, of course, which is very important at the daycares.
Absolutely. Doc, what's going on with the Obamacare? I heard that it was all, the repeal is all but dead. Have you been up on that? I see McCain is Senator McCain.
Wait. You say it's almost dead. Let me say I'm from South Georgia, and they always told us to never never step on a dead snake because. So you're from Georgia, man?
I know, but I never stepped on a dead snake. Oh, that's what they said. Don't. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Okay, it's it appears as though John McCain. And of course, he really loves the president.
Oh, you know? Yes, they're bosom buddies.
They're bosom buddies, and I guess he's already said that he's not going to support it.
Yes,
and rightfully so. This is a terrible deal, and it's one sided, and you know, there's just no regard for poor people.
No, absolutely not.
And and those of us quote who feel that they're in the middle class. You know, we're really not in the middle class. All this debt.
Right. Yes.
You know, everybody's one paycheck away from.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, it's far greater than just the you know, the poor people. It affects all of us.
It affects
especially
everyone.
People with pre-existing conditions and so forth. And you know how you can just yank, you know, 70 million people off of Medicaid, you know, to fatten the pockets of folks that are in the 2% of the richest people in the world.
Well, there appears to be so much disdain for for President Obama.
I think that's all it's all about.
I just don't understand the hate and the disdain for a man who spent 8 years really, really trying to bring this country together.
Yes.
Of course he's not perfect.
No.
You know, and there's some things, and we all agree that this Obamacare needs to be tweaked. But it has to be an effort inclusive of everyone in order for us to get this thing right. So we're not going to allow it to be thrust down our throats. And as a Vietnam veteran, as John McCain, who is a former POW, I am very supportive of his decision. To thumb down this this latest trick.
Yes, that's what it is, a trick.
It's a trick. Is it trick or treat yet?
No,
they're getting ready for it, though, everywhere.
But the clown has been playing trick or treat all since November.
Well,
okay. So we'll leave that at that.
Yeah, we'll
leave. We got some more economic sanctions on that's been put on North Korea. I think we're trying to go to war. So,
you talking about Rocky Man?
Yeah, that's what he's calling him, Rocket Man, and we were.
Well, I tell you, what the problem is. I think they're having competition as to how well their hairdos look. Have you noticed Kim Jong's hairdo?
Yeah, I know.
And the president's hairdo. I think there's some competition with that.
For which one can look the worst? But hey, it's a good morning, and we're gonna come back after these songs with some more information about what's going on in Jacksonville. So stay tuned. If you the number to call in is 296-2251. If you have some things you want to talk about, post Hurricane Irma, there's a lot of folks that suffering still. You know, we're sitting and talking and having a good time, but there are a lot of people still, you know, in need of a lot of things, especially on the northwest side of Jacksonville. You know, if you haven't had a chance, if you do, go over and try and do something to help people that are less fortunate than yourself.
And don't forget about our friends in the Caribbean.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And Puerto Rico.
And
Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And again, it goes back to what I say. If the Lord had not been on our side, where would we be?
All right. Well, we're going to be back after this. This is Praise 107.9 FM and the Empowerment Hour. Dr. Danford Jarman and Lauren today.
Here we go, y'all sing.
Feel good, real good this morning here in the Praise Studios. This is the Empowerment Hour with Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League. Jarman Leitner and Lauren Anthony from First Thursday. So welcome, team. And we have a caller on the air. Caller, tell us your comments. And the name that you were looking for is City Council Member Reginald Gaffney.
Okay. I will
okay. So tell us what your situation is and why you need a council member.
Well, because you have a lot of elderly, handicapped, wheelchair, and walker, and Social Security. 98% of them are black.
Okay.
And their elevator, they only have two elevators. It's a 14th floor tower. They only have two elevators. 90% of the time, one elevator is working. That's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes. And
I'm tired of going there. I don't live there. But I have a relative that's there. And I'm talking to the resident on yesterday. This was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Friday. And their mindset, they said, oh, well, they're not going to do anything. I said, that's the problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the problem. You think they're not going to do nothing because it's the strength in numbers.
Absolutely.
I said, if you all complain to them, to management, you all will get stuff done. And, yes, I am playing the race card because it's like I told them, if you all was white, you wouldn't have this foolishness.
all right, Dan. We're
reading this, and nursing homes are a problem, and especially when we have catastrophes. They're, you know, folks down in South Florida are still experiencing. You know, we had 9 people die in a nursing home. So, you know,
we
thank you for calling in and making us aware of this, and please give Councilman Gaffney a call. You can look up his number. I don't think we have it right here, but
63.
I find it.
Okay, 63. It's 630.
Uh huh.
City.
Oh yeah, that's easy. I'll find it, and I'll find the mail too.
Oh, find, okay. Find them all, but you'll find them on COJ.net, and the mayor's over in London with the Jaguars. They all come back losers. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that game is 9:30.
Yeah, but they still come back losers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No. Come on, we're gonna win. We're gonna win that.
You're gonna win.
Thank
you all.
Okay.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you for thank calling.
You. And just for your information, the number for Councilman Gaffney is 904-630-1384. So forget the city part. Just add that 1384 on the 630. So have a good weekend.
You too. Be in peace.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. And we didn't lose power where I'm living, and thank God for that. But, you know, there was a lot of debris, trees and limbs and things down, but those were inconveniences. These people here are fighting for their lives without power and food and the necessities of life. So we, you know, let's think about the least of us during these times and not just think about us. What's going on, Doc? Jarman, do you have something?
Yes, and also after, since Hurricane Irma, Duval schools will offer free lunch to all students up until October 20th. So that's all students, not just those who qualify for free lunch, but up until October 20th, Duval County schools are offering free lunch to all students in the wake of Hurricane.
All students.
Oh, so really? Some parents have some days they don't have to pack a lunch or send some money.
Absolutely.
So, hey, that saves you up until October 20th.
Yes,
what about us adult kids? Can we go in and get some free lunch? God could use some free lunch, I'll tell you.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Thank you. But there you go, John. Thank you. Put me back in the place.
Well, on
what's going on, Doc?
Well, on another note, I'm reading that, you know, the state passed the medical marijuana law. And everyone has been scrambling to get a license, you know, to work in that marijuana. In that area. So I'm looking here in the paper this morning where the marijuana law is being challenged because the suit questions the law awarding medical pot licenses to black farmers.
So, oh, well, wait
right.
a minute. Come on back. Come on.
Yeah, so we have a black farmer over in Panama City, what they're saying is that they're not allowing black farmers, you know, to receive a license to grow marijuana.
Is that right?
Yes, and so.
Well, you know,
even getting high is discriminatory, right?
except back in those years when they were incarcerating all of our young black men. You know,
I've seen a dispensary, I believe, on the south side already. They have some dispensaries going up, and also the care units. Some of
the
facilities that you can go and have the doctor, you know, examine you and prescribe, and then the dispensary is right next to it. So it's on the south side already.
So that should be better than the opiates.
It should.
You know, I noticed the sheriff's office raked in all of this drug. You know. Lauren, you know about that. What drug is that there that's killing people?
The opiate.
The opiate.
The heroin?
Yes.
It's synthetic.
Oh, okay. The synthetic heroin?
Yeah, yes. But, you know, the city stepped up and provided funds to help those individuals because...
Oh, that's right.
We've had about 55 or 60,000 people to die from these synthetic drugs.
Absolutely.
And you know, the medical examiner's office here in Jacksonville, you know, they've seen a major increase in the number of people dying from these drugs.
So how many have died from smoking marijuana?
I don't know unless you put in the synthetics in the marijuana.
Right.
Oh, the fentanyl.
That's fentanyl.
What you're referring to.
Okay. Fentanyl.
Thank you. That's why we bring Lauren on the show.
So, you know, when we had crack, you know, crack, I guess what they would do is take the cocaine and they would heat it up and make it into a crack.
And a crack?
Make it into a crack, you know, and I guess you...
Crack rock?
A rock. The ones you throw.
Okay. Let me get off of that. So.
All right, let's move on.
Hey, don't forget this Tuesday, everybody, that the Jacksonville City Council will be meeting to approve the budget. And I think that I don't know whether there's any more time for talking about it, but if you have some questions or want to know what's going on with that budget, and it's a great huge budget for Jacksonville.
Well, you can come in and talk for 3 minutes.
Okay, well, if
but that's all it's going to do.
Says you can come in and talk, but that's all you're going to do is talk because they've already decided what they're going to do with the money, and it seems like the north and west sides are going to be left out again, except for a college over there. The meeting is, I think they start at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, and make your voices heard, even if it's not for this budget. Maybe you can get set up for the next one. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, well, when we come back, I guess we want to talk about State Attorney Melissa Nelson's efforts. I tell you, she has hit the ground running, and I tell you, We love her leadership. It's inclusive. Her ability to pull the community together to address some of these children issues. I mean, already we're seeing positive results from some of the things that she's implemented. And we like to commend leadership.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we applaud her. And, of course, we applaud Council President Broche. And Larry, you're going to have her on our on First Thursday.
Yes, sir. We're going to be, as usual, at the Jacksonville Urban League on October 5th at 4:30. The Council President so graciously agreed to appear and rescheduled her. Irma ran us out of town in September, so hopefully Maria will be gone and we won't have to deal with another hurricane on October 5th. So, you know, if you're going to be around, come on over to the Urban League and meet and greet the president of the Jacksonville City Council, Anna Lopez Broche. We're going to take a break here and come back. This is Praise 107.9 FM with Dr. Danford, Lauren, and Jarman. And the phone number, if you have anything, you want to voice your opinion, just like the lady before, area code is 904-296-2251, 296-2251. We'll be right back. Thank you.
New Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Cardi, tell your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me. He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful He kept me. Oh,
God held me together, made sure that I didn't lose my mind.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Through all of my struggle,
through all my struggle
and
disappointments too.
I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost gave up, but the Lord came and He rescued me. Rescued me. Oh, oh, God help me together. You pulled me through. I'm so glad Your grace. That's why I'm still
here.
I almost destroyed
God
my whole life, but Your
grace
wouldn't let me go.
I am still here.
Oh,
Help me together.
Pulled me out of my own.
God pulled me through.
Oh.
Help me together
when I didn't know.
friends. But through it all, your grace kept me. You held me when I thought I was gonna lose my mind. You're the reason that I'm still here. Oh, in the midnight hour, you are. Yes, you are. Justify and say nobody but Jesus.
Hey, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams. Hey, I wish you guys could be here with us. We're going to try to bring you some of the fun that we're having here in the studio because, yes, you know, we don't want to be another dead program on the air. You know, this is Saturday morning. It's breakfast time. If you're having your cup of coffee or something, hey, rejoice in the Lord, because that's without God, where would we be? Where would we be, Dr. Danford? Dr. Danford.
Oh, hello. Dr. Danford was reading. He's engrossed in his newspaper right now.
We're going to have to get him a cup of coffee.
No. On a serious note, let me, and I'll say this publicly. I was invited by my pastor, Bishop McKissick Sr., to attend a spiritual retreat.
Oh, really?
Up in St. Simon Island on next weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I called in from there, but
spiritual retreat.
At this stage of my life, I need to, you know, I need to learn how to be quiet, and I need to get really focused.
Okay.
You know, and so I'm excited about it, and I want.
Well, I'm excited for you, Doc.
I want my pastor to know I really appreciate him.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor, for taking him and getting him some peace.
Well, we wanted to mention that, you know, this month is National Newborn Screening Awareness Month. And newborn screenings, we just wanted to let the listeners know, it's a public health program that tests the spots of blood from newborns to detect certain conditions. And it's done within the first 24 to 48 hours of birth.
They can do that by blood?
It's just by drawing blood, certain conditions can be detected, and
wow,
some of those conditions can be very serious, to where the child wouldn't even survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that, you know, you have the screenings for the baby. They typically do it right after delivery. They take care of all that. But if there is something that's detected, it's very important that you follow up with your doctor, with the newborn. Even though the newborn may seem healthy, there are things that can manifest underneath the surface that you don't see that could cause developmental delays and even death. So, like I said, it's National Newborn Screening Awareness, as well as National Childhood Obesity Awareness. And one out of three children are overweight or obese. Did you know that, Larry?
I could see it walking around. No, I'm sorry.
Parents,
come to Burger King.
Don't talk about McDonald's.
We have to be aware of what we are feeding our children, especially at a young age. Their brains are still developing, and they need the healthy fats and the protein for their brain to develop. If we continue to feed them sugar for everything, sugar in the morning, sugar at lunch, you know, sugar for dinner, they're not going to be able to focus. It's going to affect their focus. It can affect their vision. And eventually, over time, it's going to affect their weight. So we have definitely got to watch what we feed our children.
But, Jama, you said, I'm not being funny now, but you said healthy fats.
Yes, they're
okay.
healthy fats.
Like what's found in, like, fish, like salmon. You got the healthy salmon, tilapia, those types of fish. They have more of the healthier fats.
Leaner beefs, you know.
We're not talking about the pig.
We're not talking about the fats, you know, and french fries, fried in canola oil and things like that. And, you know.
I got you. I wasn't really trying to be funny.
But you know, some of those quick foods that we got to just feed them something. Well, we have to pick something that's a little more healthy, and not every meal have a high intake of sugar. We've observed a little girl under the age of 2 at 7:30 a.m. in the morning eating Twinkies and drinking a Mountain Dew that her mother was giving her.
Wow. And I don't have my Twinkie until late in the afternoon.
Well, I have my Mountain Dew around 1.
Well, you all are fully developed. So, I mean, a baby whose brain is not completely developed,
okay, there you go. Thank
they
you.
They need Thank nutrition you. For
But we need to take care of our health as well.
As well, yes.
And you know, Doc, you're going to your retreat next weekend. And you know, all of us need to take some retreats that, you know, and I think I'll talk to my pastor. We're going over there to church tomorrow, so I'll talk to him about having a retreat so we can get back into this thing. What's going on, Doc? You're sitting over there. You already gone into your medical.
He's getting ready for next week.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier in the program about the number of homicides, and of course, the Urban League. We have a crime prevention program. Rhonda Lee is heading that up, and on October 6th. We're having what we call Unity, a Bridge to Success. It's the day of our community-wide crime prevention.
Oh, really?
Day.
Okay.
And we're going over to the college over at Florida State College, and it's a free event.
When is it?
It's going to be Friday, October 13th. At Florida State College Technology Center.
Great. That's Friday, October 13th.
Right.
At the Florida State Technology Center?
Yes.
Okay, so mark your calendars for that.
And they call him Mal Jones.
Okay.
He's a hip-hop educator.
Okay.
So we're going to have him.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, we're going to have him interacting, and we're going to bring kids from different schools.
So. Awesome. And Doc, while we're talking about the Urban League, I understand that the Jacksonville Urban League's entrepreneur program is back up and running again.
Oh, yeah. We never went away.
Okay, you did.
Yeah, but
I did, but we
did. I know you did. But, yeah, we received some funding from the state, from the DEO, Department of Economic Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we wanted, but we have what we can continue to
Absolutely.
To use, and we need to continue providing services to our entrepreneurs in Northwest area.
And what's that number they can call over there to register for the program at the Urban League?
Well, the same area code, but it's 723-4007. All of these entrepreneurs and people who want to become an entrepreneur, you want to improve, expand your businesses. We have some coaches, very qualified coaches, that can work with these individuals.
Absolutely. And give us a call. I'm one of the coaches over there. And so, we, you know, call us at 723-4007, and we'll get you in. You know, we'll help you plan your business, grow your business, or market your business. And those are things that we can do for free. So call the Urban League at 723-4007. If you're listening, you want to talk about anything that we've discussed this morning, call 296-2251. And Jarman and I went to a career fair yesterday representing First Thursday and Empowerment Hour, trying to get a feel of what's going on in Jacksonville as far as job opportunities are concerned. And they had a real nice job fair. What were your take, Jarman?
Well, the job fair was at UNF. And it was a job fair for students and alumni. And they had quite a few employers out there. KIPP Charter School was out there, DCF, Voya Financial, and Waffle House. And some of these particular employers are continuously hiring.
Mm-hmm.
And UNF they put on these job fairs twice a year, is what they told us. So one in the fall, and then they will have another one in the spring. So just continue to check some of the university websites. Even if you are not an alumni or a student, you can get the list of employers
Absolutely.
And contact them yourself directly for a job opportunity.
So you mentioned Waffle House, and I love those scattered hash browns with onions.
I like those too.
I love them. Yeah.
Lauren is like, oh, I
Why don't you eat that?
I don't eat it often, but yes, I do like it.
Well, you have to treat yourself every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, me and Doc, we eat that regular, huh? Every time we can get it, but that's a whole nother subject. Hey, we're getting ready for the Empowerment Hours Entrepreneur Corner. If you have a small business or are thinking about starting one, or you have an activity that's going on this weekend or next week, it's your opportunity to call in and shout out your business or your activity or event. 296-2251, that's the number. We're going to be taking calls in the final segment. So, you know, get your business together, get your little 30-second or one-minute elevator speech prepared, and tell us about your business, what, where you're located, and a phone number, how people can contact you, and Jarman.
And yes, and those you know, places that are still having distribution for the hurricane victims, those who need food, water, clothes, shelter. If you are still a distribution center or have shelters, please call in to let the listeners know.
Absolutely. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour with Dr. Richard Danford, Jarman Leitner, and Lauren Anthony. We'll be back. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cece, and here's what's happening in our area. Heartfelt Ministries helps about 1,200 seniors who are at risk of premature nursing home placement at no cost. They offer assistance with household chores and minor home repairs. Heartfelt will hold a charity gala, will include dinner, dancing, and auction. Live to Lead will breathe new life into your leadership and return to your office ready to roll out your new action plan. Learn more about these and other activities at the events page at praise1079.com.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9.
People always ask me, why am I always so happy and never down? And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown. Some may think it's not real, and I know that a lot feel it's a show. So I wrote this song to tell you about someone I am familiar with and know. So I tell them that it's you. You're the reason why I smile. You pick me up when I am low. That's what you get when you're a child. That's so much that I can say about the man I'm referring to. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All the praise belong to you. Wake up every morning, thankful of a new day dawn, and just to see.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't nothing greater. Nothing greater than Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Yes,
okay. Hey, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour with Dr. Richard Danford, Jarman Leitner, and Lauren Anthony. And we had a caller on the line who wants to call in and shout out their business or activity. And welcome to the Empowerment Hour, Michelle.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Michelle Holmes, and I have a program called Hometown Heroes, in which I help veterans, medical, EMT. If you buy a home with me, I give you 20% of my commission back. Thank you for being a hometown hero.
Wow. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for being a hometown hero yourself. And, you know, everything we can get is a help in today. So thank you, and thank you for helping out the veterans.
Yeah, and you can reach me at 904-515-3419.
Okay, 511.
904-515-3419, or check out my website, michellesellsjacks.com.
Okay, Michelle, thank you for calling, and keep listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right, you too. So
bye-bye.
If Michelle just called in and shouted out her business. If you have a business or an event you want to get some publicity free, hey, we're giving it free right now. I don't think it's going to be like this forever. But, you know, call in at 296-2251 if you want to talk about the hurricane or anything that's on your mind this morning, 296-2251. Doc has given me a disaster sheet over here, so I'm going to pass this over here to someone who can read.
Okay, so currently the SBA, the Small Business Administration, are offering disaster loans for those who have lost their homes or have damage to their homes due to Hurricane Irma. You do have to have meet some credit requirements and show that you are reliable and have the ability to repay these loans and show that you have some type of collateral. So if you are in need of a repair to your home or a new home because it has been destroyed, you can check out the SBA's website and see what type of loans they have to determine whether they fit.
So these are loans.
Loans. They have to be.
Not grants.
Not grants.
And it's not free.
No.
Okay, like the Urban League's entrepreneur program is free.
And this advertising, this section is free.
All right.
Right. Okay. No. You have to pay these loans back. So just check the SBA out because they do have three loans, a business physical disaster loan. So it's not just for homes. It's also for businesses that were destroyed. They have home disaster loans and economic injury disaster loans, and that's the SBA website.
Let me say a word quickly about what's going on with FEMA. I did not realize that for wind damage, which is a hurricane, for wind damage, you have a deductible of 5% of the premium that you have on the facility. So, for an example. We have an insurance policy on the Urban League's building on Union and Davis for $1.4 million. So if you multiply that by 5%, you're around $60,000. So for us to claim, damage or whatever, then we would the deductible would be that much. So it stands to reason why do you really need storm insurance.
There you go.
If
there
the deductible is so high, I mean, because people can't afford it.
Right.
People are not able to afford to get the roof. They can't pay the deductible. They can get a new roof, but they can't pay the deductible. Yeah. I mean, and we've witnessed people with trees in their homes. They don't have the necessary resources. So we need, the city needs to really step forward, continually, and also to begin to remove the debris that here in the city. I know they're working hard, but we'd like to see more minority contractors get contracts to help remove the debris that's scattered throughout this city.
Absolutely. Right on, Doc. Hey, we have a caller on the air. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Outstanding.
But can we, you want to talk about your business?
No, I don't. I was actually calling about the young lady, Michelle. I'm retired Navy, and I wanted to find out the information about her a little bit, but I was driving. I didn't want to miss it.
Okay. So Michelle's number is 5. Oh, are you still driving?
I'm still driving, but I'm listening. I know the 515. Okay. I'm trying to get the last four.
3419?
3419.
3419. I told you I
can't read. Don't feel bad. I'm going to pull over, matter of fact.
Okay. Well,
her name is Michelle Holmes. You can Google her, Hometown Heroes. That number is 515-3419.
515-3419.
Yes, sir. Make sure you pull over, though. Don't try to write that while you're driving.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling in. Have a good Saturday.
You as well. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, so the Red Cross they're offering free lunch and dinner. They started yesterday and today for IRMA victims in Northeast Florida. So you can look at the American Red Cross website, and they have several locations where you are invited for lunch and dinner if you have experienced some hardships with Hurricane Irma for local residents.
So do you have to have a ban or something, some type of thing, or is it just open to the public?
It does not say whether you have to have a ban. I would contact them to see if there is something specific that they need. But they'll be serving meals between 11:30 and 1:30, and again, 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. Thank you. And we have another call on the line. Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. That's excellent. Happy Saturday. What you have a business?
Yes, sir. My name is Shanette Sparks. I'm with the Higher Learning Group and First Coast Lupus Fight. And this November at Top Golf, we're having a big fundraiser to highlight five autoimmune diseases that face the African American community with Rep Your Brand. So if anybody would like to join us, again, it's November 19th at Top Golf.
And I like it that you're getting your message out earlier. Thank you. So it's Top Golf. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And they can register at www.repyourbrand.com. And we're looking for vendors, sponsors, artists who want to display their talents, any local businesses, T-shirt companies. It's just a big way that we're able to get people to promote their brand and the businesses that they've been given.
Okay. Lauren has a question for you.
And Ms. Sparks, what are the times, what are the hours that they can come out?
The event will be that afternoon at 4 o'clock, starting at 4 o'clock. And they'll be able to golf. They'll be able to see a fashion and talent expo. They'll be able to learn about autoimmune diseases like lupus, Graves' disease, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. And we'll be able to network.
Okay. And what is the cost for that?
The cost varies. The ticket prices are $25. But, of course, you know, at Top Golf, you have prices. We have packages that include food and golf. And if you go on our website, repyourbrand.com, you'll get all the details.
Okay.
Larry, you need to try that golf, man.
Really?
Yeah. Can you hit that ball?
I can hit the heck out of the ball. I just can't guide it.
You just don't know where it's going.
Thank you for calling in, Carl.
We would love to see you guys there. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. Oops. Caller.
Hi. My name is Sean Chandler, and I don't have a business, but I just called to comment on what you guys were just talking about, how they have the high deductibles on the insurance. Like, I'm a homeowner, and my roof was actually damaged last year during Hurricane Matthew, and I applied for FEMA, and they denied me. But here's the thing, because I haven't been able to come up with that $4,500 storm deductible, my roof, it remained unrepaired for a year.
Okay.
And what's happened is...
Make it quick. We've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the damage became worse during Irma, and now I have mold growing in my house, and I applied for FEMA again, and they denied me again. I wrote an appeal letter, but this is like
call Congressman Al Lawson's office. He'll put them on it. They'll help you somewhere along the way. But call Congressman Al Lawson. You can look
Al
him up.
Al Lawson.
Yeah.
Congressman. Oh yeah. I'll Google him. Yeah, yes, Google, I'm familiar
Google,
with
Google,
him.
Google him and raise heck about what's going on. Okay.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, and I appreciate all the good information.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep listening to the Empowerment Hour. This is the Empowerment Hour, Praise 107.9.